So for a moment, let's work with the phrase from the Sufi invocation of Hazrat Inayat Khan, breathing out towards the one, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, and breathing in, united with all the illuminated souls. And breathing out towards the one, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty. And breathing in, united with all the illuminated souls. Towards the one, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty. And breathing in, united with all the illuminated souls. Bless you. Even this prayer becomes paradoxical if we can't get through this piece. Because how can we touch that love, harmony, and beauty? And how can we be united with all those illuminated souls? Can create the arisal of, again, a kind of alienation or isolation by not moving through this. And from the prayer salat, breathing in, until in us be reflected, and breathing out, thy grace, thy glory, thy wisdom, thy joy, and thy peace. And breathing in, until in us be reflected, breathing out, thy grace, thy glory, thy wisdom, thy joy, and thy peace. And a beautiful connection back to the elements, until in us be reflected thy grace, the earth element, thy glory, movement of the water element, thy wisdom, the light of illuminating wisdom, thy joy, the air element, and thy peace, the etheric realm. Connect to these prayers, connect them to your being, to your body, the earth element, to your emotions, the water element, to your passions, the fire element, to your mind, the air element, to the culmination and dissolution of all elements in the etheric realm. Thy grace, thy glory, thy wisdom, thy joy, and thy peace. Breathing out these words from Khatun, open our hearts towards thy beauty, and breathe in, illuminate our souls with divine light. Breathe out, opening the doors of the heart, open our hearts towards thy beauty, and in, illuminate our souls with divine. take the opportunity to study the prayers that are given to us and passed down through all the various lineages of Anayak Khan. Let them become a kind of alchemy, a medicine to work deeply within the being. Just a few more sentences, but I'll go back one or two to reconnect it. Saying, a wonderful thing occurs once we reach the deepest wound and at the same time find the courage not to defend against the intense feelings that are aroused by reaching it. Then grace comes with a healing touch of love and divine generosity. Then the layer of the ego containing the inner child feels that he is being loved all the time. You experience constantly being created by God. You are valued. And now there is a profound sense of the preciousness of your soul right in this very embodiment. It is an individual light of empowerment. It is the light of self-value or inner worth. When you feel full of worth and value because you've identified yourself with the eternal reality of the soul beyond all causes and conditions, that part that is eternal, that always has been and always will be, beyond any limitation. When you feel full of worth and value because you've identified yourself with the eternal reality of the soul, strength arises spontaneously from within. It is something to be cherished, and it gives you the courage to be. It is something to be cherished, and it gives you the courage to be, the strength and the dignity to protect the divine quality within and to honor it throughout your life. You know, Mahatma Gandhi was when we think of Gandhi, we always think about this great teaching of harmlessness. But there's this wonderful quote that I like because I think that it relates to this. When you go to the place where he was assassinated, where his martyrdom occurred, they've of course put these, there's a beautiful museum that they've created, but before it was just this humble little like red footprints painted on the pavement that indicated his last steps onto that grassy hill where the man went down and raised up and shot him. And what did he say? Wrong, wrong, wrong. His last words were, God, God, God. But there's this wonderful quote there, because his whole method was of this kind of a peaceful resistance, that led to this independence of the country. But there's this quote again about protecting this divine quality. I want to talk about that. Because he said, a woman, if she should be disturbed in any way or attacked, she should use every means, her nails, her teeth, her feet to defend herself. And in that way, this part of yourself that is so precious, you must maintain that dignity and not let harm come to it, either by yourself or another. It It's not defensiveness, it's strength and it's courage. And to tie this into Nyack Khan's teachings, he says, never underestimate your enemy. The question is, who is that enemy? It can be oneself, it can be something external. But he says, once the enemy has the control over you, it's very difficult. When you feel full of worth and value, because you have identified yourself with the eternal reality of the soul, strength arises spontaneously from within. It is something to be cherished. It gives you the courage to be, the strength and dignity to protect the divine quality within and to honor it throughout your life. When you let down your ego defenses and you're able to see that you don't personally have the power to do what needs to be done in order to heal the wound of being disconnected from God, the dawning of this light of self-value comes when you truly surrender the healing into God's hands. When you let down your ego defenses and you are able to see that you don't personally have the power to do what needs to be done in order to heal the wound of being disconnected from God, the dawning of this light of self-value comes when you truly surrender the healing into God's hands. Again, we can go back into this practice. La Elaha. El Alathu. There is nothing. Only God is. Connecting the heart and the soul, and the soul and the heart. The limited self and the unlimited self. And the unlimited self informing the limited self. So in this time, you may want to consider what it is that might have called you to this practice. And each one of us, you know, I think of that prayer, the Lord's Prayer, at least as it's given to us in English, even as limited as that translation is, but forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And so, there's really things that perhaps we hold within our being that maybe we regret. And we think, only if I could rewind that one. Or something in our being that is so, that is catalyzed some part of ourself that it just seems like it's unforgivable. We can't forgive someone for something that they've done. We can maybe say the words, but what about the deep feeling, the deep misunderstanding, the mistrust, the wound? How do we overcome that? Part of what we're being told here is that act of surrender, of offering it into the healing hands of God. But there are some practices, and very powerful practices. This, what is categorized in this book as the Divine Forgiveness Cluster. And the first of these wazifas, sometimes you'll hear it said wazaif, I think Pure Delight sometimes would say it that way, is Ghafar, Al-Ghafar, and it's spelled G-H-A-F-F-A-R, Ghafar. And it is said that this is the divine quality of forgiveness that relieves us from the suffering of continually remembering our own faults. That aspect of divine forgiveness that relieves us continually from remembering our own faults.
The same root, Ghafar in Arabic, in Hebrew, is the root of the holiday named Yom Kippur, which the Americans call Day of Atonement. Is the connection.
Absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much.
Kippur is atonement, forgiveness.
Yes. Very beautiful. So it is said in this text when they're describing this, that it's this continual state. The Ghafar is like a continual state of forgiveness. And the analogy is made to the Rumi poem, "Even though you've broken your vow 1,000 times, come, come again." And I don't want to impose anything, but I get the sense of this wazifa as being like this huge water wheel that's always turning, or the great universes upon universes that are always turning and humming, you know, are like the rotation around the sun, one year after another, renewal. So think about allowing us to continually be relieved of what we believe as our shortcomings, our misgivings, that we're continually relieved by this bounty, this constant flow of divine forgiveness. And just a few words, and then I'd like to do this practice, if we can, together. But now we're reading, and these are Murshid Wali Ali's words. He says, "The subject of forgiveness and what forgiveness means to human beings immediately brings up the sense of our sense of self-worth. This is a crux psychological issue, which is important to find a way to approach effectively. By examining the cluster of divine names that comprise the forgiveness family, we have a unique opportunity to address crippling human problems, such as self-loathing, guilt, and shame. The four names in the forgiveness family offer an excellent way to describe and understand the different gradations of divine forgiveness and provide an effective avenue for spiritual growth. Al-Ghafar Al-Ghafar, a quality that is both continuous and repetitive. So it just goes on and on and on.
Frequent in the Quran is the image of the surah. Allah is Al-Ghafar and Al-Rahman.
Okay, beautiful. Continually forgiven.
And
continually compassionate. Then it's worthy for us to make an attempt to be mindful of that, isn't it?
Would you like this door open? Me leave it open?
Maybe you might draw some air through just a little bit, not too much. We want the children to have their freedom to play out there. So feel this continual flow of divine forgiveness that's moving as a vibration throughout the universe. And we make ourselves open and receptive to that. And there may be something in our being that we need this to feel embraced by this forgiveness. This forgiveness and this compassion. And when we do the wazifas, if we could, we'll do the first set using the word YA, before the sacred name. And you could think of this as being a kind of an invocation of, like, oh, my dear one that is continually forgiving me. So it's calling out. Precious divine forgiveness, Ya Ghafar. And at one point, you could imagine that it's as if you're calling to this divine attribute, and you're standing on a mountaintop, and this beloved attribute is there, and we're calling the beloved to come near to us. And so at that point, no need to yell. Just whisper. And ultimately, then we'll just come into the breath, feeling that aspect of divine forgiveness, the continual aspect that keeps even our faults away from our own view. So that we can feel that forgiveness and that we don't have the obscuration, the obstacle of just seeing the fault, can penetrate, or rather, that quality can penetrate through that to us. Ya Ghafar, Ya Ghafar, Yagafar, 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 Yagafar. Say it with me, Yagafar, 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 Yagafar. Will continue and just imagine as if there's this beautiful flow, never-ending flow of this relief of divine forgiveness that veils our faults even from ourselves so that we can feel the radiance of the divine moving through our being, radiating from our being. I mean, how can we possibly feel that if we're constantly bombarded with thoughts of our own faults and limitations? We have to have a means to touch that unlimited self. If it helps you, you may think of being under this gentle water wheel and you're being cooled and refreshed. Or that under a beautiful waterfall, and you're being continually cleansed and revivified with Yagafar, 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 with me, Yagafar, 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 Yagafar. Let every part of your being, our being, be penetrated with this aspect of divine forgiveness. It's like cleansing the mirror that has been covered, and it's polishing it, polishing it. It so the radiance can be reflected. What is ever in your being that may need this level of forgiveness, just let this practice touch that. Feel the vibration as you're saying it in throughout every fiber of your being. Yagafa, 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 yagafa. As we move into the level of saying the Wazifa, this sacred name, on the breath, take the breath in while you say one and out, so it'll be Ghafar, 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 feel the vibration. Murshida Vira used to talk about these, moving into these more subtle dimensions of saying and speaking and then just going into the breath with the Wazifa. She used to give this wonderful analogy of like setting the nail. You know how at first you're holding the nail and you give it a few good hard whacks? Yagafar, 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 Yagafar. Then you start to a little bit more with the hammer, right? Yagafar. And you get it just right. See? It's become more and more. The Wazifa can be set into our being in that way. I liked that analogy that she would give. So I used to really use the breath. It penetrate into the, you know, like water going in to all the crevices, moisturizing, nourishing, feeding, cooling, purifying, revivifying. Let the divine attribute, forgiveness, help to veil these faults even from your own eyes, so that you cannot not identify with them, but identify with your essence, your true nature, your essential nature, your eternal nature. Reside in the breath and let the current of this vibration, of this healing divine quality of forgiveness, penetrate every level from the most material to the most subtle of your being just through the breath. Breathing in Gafar and out Gafar. present just a little more today. The second in the four of these wazifas, and it's beautifully coupled. The next wazifa is Ghafur. G-H-A-F-U-R. G-H-A-F-U-R. Ghafur. And you'll see how these start to work together. So we start with Ghafar, this continuous and repetitive aspect of forgiveness. No matter how many times we make the transgression, no matter how many times we fall into the hole, no matter how many times, come again, always there. And with Ghafur, it carries the meaning of penetrating. You see, one is this continuous flow, where maybe even the issue is a little abstract or obscured. But here, this penetrates right to the issue of the laser. So Al-Ghafur carries the meaning of penetrating right to the essence of a thing. It goes right into the deepest place in the heart. It goes right to the worst crime we could have ever committed in our lives. It goes to the worst thing that has ever been done to us. Both. Anything that's been done to us and anything that's formed in our being is a reaction to that. In any ways that we perpetuate. Goes right to the core. Divine forgiveness reaches that which we imagined was unforgivable. This aspect, Ghafur, goes to the worst thing that could have ever happened to us. It penetrates to that. Read just a little bit, and then we'll do this practice with Ghafar. The very concept of forgiveness, even in English usage, is to give up the grudge, to let go of the revenge fantasy. Forgiveness comes by giving that away, so that this first stage in the process of learning to forgive, we need to learn to give up the revenging impulse that arises many times a day. And also the need to give up the grudge you hold about the inner wound you believe is unforgivable. What a good thing it would be, instead of telling that story again and again, of what someone did to us, or how they hurt us, or how we reacted and we may be ashamed, we just go to Ghafar, God, the divine quality that is continually forgiving, and that divine quality that is touching and healing that deepest wound. At this beginning stage in the process, you notice the fault, either in other people or your own self, or, if you're really wise, you realize that that fault in other people is also your own fault. How else could you see it? You recognize it. It's so much easier to see it on another face or in another being. At this beginning stage in the process, you notice the fault, either in other people or your own self. Again and again, you are asked to give up the grudge you are holding and to invite in Al-Ghafoor, Ghafar and Al-Ghafoor. You can then awaken to the kind of compassion that actually reaches the wound and covers over the fault in a soothing way. And let you scrape or burn. Both Al-Ghafar and Al-Ghafoor have this same root meaning of covering over in a healing kind of way. One of the physical plane variations of the root of these names refers to covering over the cracks in a leather water skin using the sticky substance that bees use to repair their hives. What a beautiful image. Covering up the cracks in our being. Letting these wasifas do that. Function as a salve.
Even more simple. The fire cover is the same root.
Beautiful.
The C-V-R-C-F-R is the same root.
Thank you, Ibrahim. Thank you very much. In a desert culture, a whole tribe could die of thirst from a leaky water skin. And we can die of thirst. We don't heal those cracks. This is a very earthy image that helps us to understand the importance of this basic kind of forgiveness. I don't want to be a leaky pot. By calling on these two sacred names, we can actively moisturize and heal the cracks in our own being that allow the water of life to dissipate and our hearts to dry up. Repetition of Ya Ghafar and Ya Ghafoor brings a pliability that allows us to overcome brittleness. You know, we hear that even in our vernacular, they're so hard. The brittleness, to overcome brittleness of character. It is a soothing balm to our woundedness. It begins to ease the pain that has caused us to isolate ourselves in our relationships in life. So you see the connection, this continuous flow. It's almost as if, and again in nature we have these beautiful examples. For example, a waterfall, continuous waterfall. How eventually it penetrates so deeply into the earth. Yes? It kind of digs out, touches something very deep. That just a waterfall, rainwater doesn't do. But this continuous flow does it. It has a way of carving something out deeper and deeper in our being. Holly Cotter.
I just remembered, apparently with some great souls, you know, it is a absolutely necessary practice. I'm thinking of Nikon's Murshid. It was told that as he felt maybe he was coming to the end of his life, he went around to everyone he knew, his servants, to people who worked with him, that he had interaction with, and ask them if any way, in action, word, or deed that I had ever hurt you. He says, yeah, I'm asking for your forgiveness. And he went around methodically and asked for everyone's forgiveness. And also Sheikh Noor, who had come to our camps before he had cancer from a drug, he reporter living in New York, as that process was going along, he actively sought out people near and far, and said, if I hurt you in any way, please forgive me. And actually was soliciting that forgiveness from everyone as really of a process of their own liberation.
That's very beautiful, thank you. And I would also say that sometimes it's not possible if someone that maybe you've gone through something with that you feel you need to forgive or needs to be forgiven, perhaps that person is deceased, then you go through the process anyway because that energy and those vibrations are there and can still be healed at that level. Sometimes writing the letter to the person and then offering it to the one of the elements, burying it or burning it or washing it, let the ink wash away. This can be very transformative. So don't feel that it is a limitation should that person be no more. You can still go through the process. Shall we do these two together? And then just remember it and let the practice continue to work. Trust the process. It's not conceptual. It's setting up a vibration. Things will happen. It'll be the blessing of this time together. Yaga far, yaga fur. Yaga far, yaga fur. Yaga far, yaga fur. Yaga far. Yaga for Yaga far 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 Yaga fur, yaga far, 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 yaga fur, yaga far. Yaga fur, yaga far, 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 yaga fur. Yaga far, yaga fur, 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 yaga far. So breathe in. breathing in, Gafur. Excuse me, breathe in, Gafur. Continually renewable forgiveness. And breathe out, Gafur. Penetrating forgiveness. That aspect that knows exactly where that forgiveness needs to flow to and touches that point and heals that point. Breathe in, Gafur, and out, Gafur. We'll continue with the practice. There'll be two more wazifas in this cluster, and one teaches us how to turn away. And by turning away, turn constantly towards the divine. And the other one is a way to remove all the impressions and be completely reborn again. So it is a continuation, but this much for today is enough, just to let this do its work. From within, disclose to us thy divine light, which is hidden in our souls, that we may know and understand life better. Most merciful and compassionate God, give us thy great goodness. Teach us thy loving forgiveness. Raise us above the distinctions and differences which divide us. Send us the peace of thy divine spirit and unite us all in thy perfect being. And remember, as Mahatma Gandhi said, we must be the change we wish to see in the world. And in this way, through forgiveness, we aren't assuming to change another, but we transform ourselves, and by doing so, the whole vision of the world is changed.